Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph, which we're actually going to start in the bottom of daf Nun Aleph Beis, where the Gemara quotes the appropriate segment of the Mishnah, which is, will be the topic of discussion on daf Nun Aleph. By the last two lines, Omar, this is a quote of the Mishnah, person who's traveling says, Shvisasi b'ikaroi b'mahalach b'makam ragla bad ikra paya mama. If a person is on his way, he says, let my shvisa for Shabbos be at the trunk of a certain tree. So then is, he can go 2,000 amos from there to his house, another 2,000 amos. Mikaroi l'besa paya mama nimtza yufani is mahalach b'chashach ha-shecha dalal paya mama. So after the advent of nightfall, he can actually travel a total of 4,000 amos. Now the Gemara discusses Amar Rava. There's a qualification over here. For who the chirat leikroi mati, that this din is only true that he can make an oral declaration of where his makom shvisa for Shabbos will be. That's only if he's able to run to the tree trunk and be able to reach it before it gets dark at night. Amalei Abaye. Abaye asks a question on Rav, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, V'chashcha loiktani. When it gets dark for him, which the simple understanding of what that means is that he can't reach it before dark. It's becoming dark right now while he's traveling. He cannot reach the place where he wants his makom shvisa to be. So he makes a verbal declaration stating where his makom shvisa is going to be, which sounds like he can be there before Shabbos starts, before it gets dark. So the Mishnah seems to be saying just the opposite of Rava's qualification. So Rava answers, Chashcha leveso. It's getting dark too quickly for him to reach his house, his own home, before it gets dark. Aval, the karsha lilan matziyazl. But he still has to be able to go to the trunk of the tree where he wants his makom shvisa to be. That is how Rava will explain the Mishnah. Igda Amri, another version of what Rava says, or how he answers the question for the Mishnah. Rava, chashkoloi, himezgi kali kali. It's becoming dark for him so fast that he won't be able to reach the tree trunk if he traveled slowly. Ava, roit mati. But if he were able to run, he would be able to reach the trunk of the tree where his makom shvisa for Shabbos will be. Either according to the first answer, how Rav explains the Mishnah, or according to Igda Amri, the point is the same, that he has to be able to reach the trunk of the tree where his makom shvisa is going to be located before the advent of Shabbos. What happens if the Gemara doesn't discuss this, but what happens if he won't be able to get there before Shabbos, he'll be able to get there before or during Ben HaShemashos, twilight, which is the time between Shkia and Tesek HaChavit. So the Bi'ur HaLacha brings a discussion about this. This would seem to be Tali in Machlekes Rishonim, if a person can be kind and erev at all during Ben HaShemashos. So that Machlekes, which is Rashi and the Rambam against Tosfos and others, will be the whatever you pass on that shaila will be the same with this over here too. If he reaches Ben HaShemashos, will be the same question. Now the Gemara brings a little Maisa. Rabba of Rabbi Yosef, Havaka Azli v'Urcha. The two Amorim, Rabba Rabbi Yosef, were traveling together on Erev Shabbos on the way. Amolei Rabba Rabbi Yosef. They were obviously going to have trouble reaching their Shabbos destination before nightfall. So Rabba Rabbi Yosef, Teish Shvisa Seinu, Toysi Dikla de Sabal Achvi. Let our Makom Shvisa, our Shabbos residence, be under the palm tree that supports, it upholds its neighbor. There's another palm tree which is leaning on this particular palm tree which we want to be kind of shvisa. So that's the one that we're going to be shaymicha. V'amilei, some say, okay, toisu dikla, what Rabbi Yosef actually told Rabbi Yosef was toisu dikla the parik mori michraga. under the tree, the palm tree, that exempts its owner from paying taxes, which means that it produces a lot of fruit and it is able to easily pay his taxes. But in either version, the point is that Rabbah recognized a landmark which he wanted to be kind of shvisa for both him and his friend Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef responded, I'm unfamiliar with that landmark, that tree that you're discussing. So Amalei, so Rabbah told him, Samach alai, you can rely on me. Tanya, because we learned in the price of Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Im hayu shnayim echad makir ve'echad sheinu makir. The two people were working together. One recognizes the landmark, one doesn't. Ze sheinu makir, the one who does not recognize the landmark where they want to be shvisa, meiser shvisasoi l'makir. He gives the permission to establish his makom shvisa to the other, his companion traveler. And Zeshemaker Oimra, and that person who recognizes the landmark and that they're discussing, says, Hey, Shvisa Seinu B'Makom Ploini. And our Shvisa should be at that such and such a place, and that will actually establish that particular landmark over here, the tree, as a Makom Shvisa for both travelers. The Gemara just throws this in at the end. The loyhi, this is not exactly accurate. What's not exactly accurate? The quotation of the Brisa being attributed to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi doesn't actually say that. Okay, Ella, the reason why Rabba quoted it in the name of Rabbi Yosi, kihiri the lakabu lemine, because he wanted Rabbi Yosef to accept that opinion, that psak from him. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Nimuko Imay. His reasons are very deep, and he always has good reasons. This is what the Gemara actually attributes to Rabbi Yosi in the Gemara Gittin, when it talks about the different shvachim, different praises of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi is very deep, and if Rabbi knew that Rabbi Yosef would take it from him, would accept it from him if he presented it in the name of Rabbi Yosi. This is actually the halacha that you could rely on your friend to help you with the makom shvisa. And a related discussion in Kashan's Gemara is how is a person really allowed to lie? He made up and the ruling in the name of Rabbi Yosi that there's a brisa, and he said that Rabbi Yosi is the one who taught the brisa, which is actually not exactly what Rabbi Yosi said. So there's a discussion in the Achronim about it, Magen Avraham, actually Zariah or from here, that you're allowed to, in order, if you know, if you're sure that's what the halacha is, to misrepresent it in order to make sure that the correct halachic ruling is followed. The Prima Gadim really has a tzarachin with this Magen Avraham and the conclusion and how this was really allowed to take place. In any event, as far as Bimayin, that's a place to look. We're going to run with Rima Gadim. Okay, next segment of the Mishnah, Im Enu Makir Aisha Enu Baki. If a person does not know of the landmark for to make a Shabbos, Makom Shvisa for Shabbos, okay, or he doesn't know the halacha, so the din is he. Where he is now is his makom shvisa, and he has 2,000 amos in any direction. But once he goes in one direction, you know, he loses from the other direction. In other words, if he starts going to the east and he goes to these 2,000 amos, then he can't go back to the west. Doesn't mean he has 2,000 amos in every direction. It means he has a choice of going one of the directions and going 2,000 amos in that direction. Now the Gemara wants to know, Hani Alpai Mama Hechen Ksiva. Where is this 2,000 amas of the Makom Tchum? Where does that come from? So we bring a prior to Tanya, Shavu Ish Tachtov. A person rests under him. Under him, Elu Arba Amas. It means this refers to the four amas. We actually had this brought before on the Chum Ches, where we discussed that a person always has dalai lamas around him, But we're talking the ikar part of what we accord in this brisa is the next part where the 2,000 amos that a person has to walk. That part of the pasuk is referring to the 2,000 minolon. Now, how do we know that? Okay, what do you see from the pasuk? That's what it means. And this is unlike most gzeirah shavas where you have two psukim that have the same word. Over here, it's a series of psukim that have a few different words which are learned one from the other. It's actually a total of five psukim that the Gemara is going to bring. And from this gzeirah shava one to the other, we're going to get to the final place which of the Makor of 2,000 Amos, which comes from the Levim cities, which the Levim had cities which had needed really the Ari Miklat, which had a space of 2,000 Amos that were around the cities which had to be clean. Now, people may be wondering, we're bringing Psukim as a riot to the Din. Most of us have seen that the Din of Tchumin is really Drabon. So this was discussed in Tosfos and the Baal Amar, in Mechamas, and the last Amid of the first Perek of Erevin, and discussed in a few other places at depth. And the majority opinion of the Rishonim is that Tchumim is really a Durabanan, and this Gemara, which brings with this Psukim, is really an Asmach to be Alma. It's not, we don't mean this Gzeirah Shava as a full-fledged Din D'Oraisa for the law of Tchum. Okay, let's read the Brisa again. Netanya Shavu Ishtachtav El Arvamis, these are the four Amis, Ayet Ishma Mokoyma El Apayim Amis, these are 2,000. Now, Minolan, how you know? Because Minolan, Mokom, Minmokom, it says Mokom in one Pasuk and Mokom in another Pasuk, and one from the other. And I know Mokom, Minisa, Benisa, Minisa. And Nisa, again, there's a Pasuk that says Nisa, another Pasuk says Nisa. I said Mokom in one of the Pasukim says Nisa, and then from there, Minisa, Minisa, and again, Migvul, Bechutz, from Chutz. The Chsev, Mumadoisem, you measure Michutz La'ir as past Kedma. When you measure the corners to the east of Payim Ba'am, 2,000 Amos. Now, the Gemara, I just want to just get this clear how exactly this limit went. When we learned the first pasuk of Makom, that's because we're learning Al Yetzir Yishma Mekoimoy Bim Ashvi. That was the first pasuk. The second pasuk was where it said Makom. It says the Santech of Makom Asher Yonu Shama. That's Makom from one Makom. Okay, that was the second pasuk. This is talking to that second pasuk of Makom was referring to one of the Ari Miklat. The third pasuk is, which is in Dvarim, also one of the, discusses the Ari Miklat from Yatzei Yatzei Harotzech as Gvul Yer Miklata Yasher Yonisham. He'll go outside the Gvul, outside the border, and then the fourth pasuk, which is in pasuk, the very next pasuk. This is in Bamidbar Lamed Hechav Zayim. Matzas Agil Adam Yichus LeGvul Ir Miklotai. So I have over here, I have Chutz and I have Gvul, and then the fifth and final pasuk is Madaisa. When you measure, was up the Paskin Ma'apayim Ba'ama. So I have Chutz. And it says explicitly that's 2,000 amos. So now that's how I get, if I make all these connections, I'll get to the first pasuk where it says Makoim, Ayat Ish Makoimai, well, that's where I get the 2,000 amos. Now, the Gemara asks, Vanelef Mikirahir Bechutza Elavama, why don't I learn the length of the Tchum from the pasuk says, from the wall of the city and outwards is 1,000 amos. Plus then I have another 1,000 amos. You look in the psukim over there. Now it says mechutza out. I don't need to come out until this five level of gzer shava. I just have a is it like a straight out from where it says mechutza. So the Gemara says that I the answer is benel mekiriyah mechutza elafamad. So we answer done in chutz mechutz. Then done in chutz mechutza, because we'd rather learn something which is similar than something which is not similar. chutz matches chutz, and not chutzah. Maras manafkamina. What's the difference? Hatana de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learns b'shava kain u'ba kain. This is referring to the laws of tumas saras on a house. Kain goes and the kain returns. So we say zui shiva zui biyit. It's the same thing. So even though that is not the same, it's not the exact same lashon, since they mean the same thing, so we can learn one from the other. So Mari answers, "Hani mili hecha delak imidi damile." In the case of taras, by the kohen, there's no other words which was daima, which matched. However, by our case, "Aval hecha deika imidi damile," there's something which matches. Then damile yafina, and I'd rather learn it to the one chat which actually matches. Alpaya Mama Agula is the next segment of the Mishnah, 2,000 Amos, which form a circle. That was the opinion of Chanina ben Antignus. But Chamim said, no, we not a circle, but rather a square. Rabbanah, Chanina ben Antignus, Manavshach. Gemara asks, what is the Pshan in Chanina ben Antignus? Is the Gzershav, if he holds of the Gzershav we just said, and that's how we get the measurement of 2,000 amis, then payas ksiva. It says payas. Payas means sides, which corners, which means a square, not a circle. He less the Gzershav, he doesn't hold the Gzershav at all, minoli. And as you know, the din of 2,000 amis. So the Gemara says, Li'olam is the Gzershav. He really holds the Gzershav. So why over here, what are you going to do with the fact that it says corners, which sounds like a square? So we answer, Shani Hacha, Damakra, Zayila, Lahem, Migushe, Ha'arim. So it says Zeh. The word, this will be to them for a boundary of the city. So, Lezeh Atanesh and Peyos. To this particular case of the cities of Levim, you give corners, Vietnam and Payas, Lashes of Shabbos, but not to those who are going to do it from Shabbos. So the word Zenapazik is a mit, it's an exclusion. Now, Rabbanin, what do they do with the word Zen? Tanim Chananya, Oimer, Kazay, you call Shes of Shabbos. They learn the reverse, that the word Zen is a reboy, is an inclusion. Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov, Hamavir Dalaramas, Bershus Arabim, someone carries 4 hours of Shes Rabim, Ena Chayiv, it's not Chayiv. For doesn't transgress the deraisa ad shemaver hein balchson until he carries the 4 amos and their alachson. Our papa badiglan rava tested us amid bushes harabim vayyur rechudalid. If you have an amid which is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, tochein balchson oylo, do you need 4 amis together to last or not? It's just four tefachim enough. The 4 amis, 4 tefachim, that enough. So I mean, like Lav Hainu, is not what Chananya said. The Tanya Chananya Omer, because they you call Shes Shabbos. This should be the measurement of all those who have a Makom Shvisa b'Shabbos. So therefore, this Omer, this a little pillar or stand, is considered to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Only if it forms a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Okay. The next segment of the Mishnah was where we said the Zeh Shamru Ani Mar Baraglav Ani can make air with his body, with his feet. Amar Ano and Lano Ella Ani. Only a poor man can do that, but not a rich man. Rebbe says even a rich man can do that. Now, the Mishnah described two different dinim of an Erev, two different types of an Erev when a person is traveling. One is by describing a certain physical landmark. Another one is actually being kind of shvisa where he is now in his place. Then we have the statement by the Chachamim that a poor person can do with his feet, and then the Machlekes Rameir and the Yehuda. Is that only by a poor man or not? So it's not so clear from the Mishnah whether the Machlekes between Rameir and Yehuda it's going on the first type of Erev or the second type of Erev? Is it going on the landmark or is it going on with the makam he is now? So this machlokes in the Mishnah is also, it's going to be machlokes in the Gemara, how to explain the machlokes in the Mishnah. Okay, Amar of Nachman. Machlokes, the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is with Makoimi. Where a guy says, let my makam shvisa be in my place now where I am right now. Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir holds that Iker Erev is with Paz. The main way to make an Erev a Tchumin is with bread. And that is not in a person's body. And just what the Sfora for that would be, the Rishon Rabbeinu Yohanes in the back of Masechta on the Rif, he explains what kind of Sfora that is, why the Iker Erev should be with Paz, because since a person brings bread with him, he's Megala, he indicates Gili Das. So that is where he's going to be Shabbos. Okay, but a person who is a Ma'arv with his body, it's not Nikr, it's not discernible where his Makam Shvisa is. And the opposing opinion that opines that the Ikr Erev is Beregel with a person's body, that's because when a person is Matriach himself to God physically to the Makam of his Shvisa, that is where his shvisa will be. That's worth more, a better indicator than if we just put bread over there. Now, back exactly to the Gemara, so we said that Rabbi Meir holds Iker Erev is with bread, and Ani, who the Akilah Rabbanan Eloi, the Rabbanan were makel for a poor person, of Allah Shaloi, but not for a wealthy person. He has to do it to make a makam shvisa without food. Rabbi Yehuda Sover and the opposing opinion in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda hold Iker Erev is beregel. The main way to establish an Erev is with your body. Echad ani v'echad asher. It doesn't make a difference if you're poor or you're rich. I'm not complaining. But if a person says that my ear will be under a certain place, under that tree, or etc., the divrei hakol, everyone agrees, ani in asher lo. An ani can do that, but an asher cannot do that. V'zui she'amru, and this is what is meant in the Mishnah when they said that a poor man can do it with his feet, because Mang Tani Lahu the one who said that. Rameir is the one who says that a poor man can do it with his feet. But Ayakoi, in which case, you know, is it going back in the Mishnah? We're going back in the case of Ainu Makir Oish Ainu Baki Bahalacha. Therefore, he's going to be kind of Shvisa where he is now. Now, the next segment of the Mishnah, which said that the din of you're allowed to use pas bread to make an Erev, that was only said to be Mekel, right? Now, Mang Tanya, who's the one who said that? That must be Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that opinion. Even a rich man making an Erev by being present by the Makom Shvisa. Rav Chisda disagrees with the previous explanation in the Gemara of Nachman, who explained Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. He has a different way to understand that. Rav Chisda machlekes b'makom plani. Their machlekes is davka in where a person declares my makom shvisa should be in a certain place. The Rav Meir says ani in ashulai. Tafka, a poor person, or a traveler, because a traveler has a din like a poor person, okay, he can be kind of shvis, make an erev by a verbal declaration. However, an asher, a rich person, who is at home and has food to use for an erev, he cannot do that. Okay, just by the way, a person who's traveling in certain halachic issues has the din of a poor person and that allows him certain heterim, certain dispensations. One of them is the allowance, let's say a demai, we know a person is high looked out, is allowed to be makel and partake of something which is demai without being miser. Here too we see a case of where a person is considered nani, he has no food with him. There are other such examples. In any case, you see Ruchizda saying Homachlek is Dafka B'makom Ploini. However, if a person is B'makoimi, if a person is in his place, so the din is Divrei HaKol Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. Okay, both a poor and a rich person, they may be kind of Shvisa in this play, in this way of being present. So the primary din of making an Eretz Chumen is being kind of with his body, being present there. Okay, so according to Chizda, even Rameir is Maida, he admits that the physical presence is the better way to make an Eretz Chumen. Now Rameir is going to explain the how he reads the two dinim that were said in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah that was said Vezusha Amru, and this is what they said, right? That was Maktayla, who said that? Okay. Rameir is the one who said that. Vayakoi, in which case is it talking about? Aha, on the following case of Mishababa Daraf Khashra. The person was traveling on the road and is becoming dark. So in that particular case, that is when we said that then that a person is allowed to be kinder by declaration, but only a poor person. And the second part of the mission said that the Chacham said you cannot do it except without bread. That is Divrei HaKol. Okay. Everyone is masking to that din, even both Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Bechizda anyway, because that statement indicates that bread is not the primary way to be kind of a makom shvisa, which according to Bechizda everyone agrees to. Now, Tanya Kavasha Derv Nachman, we have a brisa which indicates that Rav Nachman is correct. The Tanya, with what it said Echad Ani V'Echad Asher Ma'avav Pas, but the poor and a rich person can be kind of Shmak and Shvisa using bread. V'loi Yetzei Asher Chosot Tchum, but a wealthy person cannot go beyond the Tchum. This is talking about before Shabbos. V'yaymer, and say Shvisasi B'Mukaymi, that where I'm kind of my Erev Tchumen will be in my present location. Why can't he do that? Because did not say that one may make an Erev by being physically present, except for someone who is traveling and it's getting dark and he won't be able to reach his final destination before Shabbos. Dibri Rameir. These are the words of Rameir. Rameir says, Echadani v'chadashir, ma'av b'regel. It doesn't make a difference if you're rich or poor. You can be ma'av b'regel. V'yetzei asher chotzot tchum, and a rich person can go outside his tchum boundary on Friday before the Shabbos. V'yamer, he can tei shvisasi m'koimi. My Shabbos tchum will be, my shvis will be a present location. V'zeu ikar shal erev, and that is the main way, the essence of an Erev Tchum. V'yetiru Chachamim, the Chachamim allowed L'balabayis L'shloach Eruvay to send his Erev with a B'yad Avdai, using a slave, B'yad Benoy, or a son, B'yad Shluchi, or an agent. Yishvil, in order, Rakalav, to make it easier for him to make an Erev Tchum. Now, you heard this before, he just said that you're allowed to be kind of shvisa in this way using a shliach, etc. The Brisa continues. He's giving an actual demonstration that this is followed. There's the Maisa involving the people of Beis Memo, Beis Gurion, which actually took place in another city called Aroima. Shemachalkin groy groys with simukin. They are giving out dry figs and raisins, la'anim, rishon b'teres, to poor people during a famine year. And the poor people in the village of Shichin and the more poor people from the village of Hananya would come from their villages, which were within 4,000 amis of the city of Aroima. Now, they couldn't do that. They couldn't come to Aroima on Shabbos without making an Erev. So they had to, because if it's 4,000 amis, it's outside the Tchum. So there had to be another place where in the middle where they would be kind of shvisa. The 2,000 amis would allow them to, if they were kind of shvisa in that other middle location, that would allow them to come on Shabbos to Aroima to get the food. So he said, Anim would come, and they'll be present by the Tchum boundary between their villages and the city of Aroima before Shabbos, or as it actually became dark. On the Machras, the next day, Mashkim and the Bain, they would get up early and come to Aroima to collect their food. You see from this Maisa that the people of these little villages, the poor people who were there, were kind of shvisa by being present at their site. And they didn't actually use food to do it. Rashi points out that the people who are doing this, they're aniyim. So if they're aniyim, everyone is masking that you can do it. They can be kind of shvisa in that way. So Rashi points out that they had food in their houses for two meals, which made them, elagav this halacha, no longer considered to be aniyim, although they would be allowed to take tzedakah that was available for them in the city of Aroima. So Lagabi, the din of Tchum, they would not be considered aniyim, where everybody would be masking that they would be allowed to take advantage of that dispensation of another. Now we're bringing another raya to Rav Nachman's shita. There's a Mishnah, which is actually the next Mishnah on Dafin Beis, which also is Meduyik, implies that Rav Nachman is correct in his dispute with Tani, because Mishnah says over there, Mishnah Yotzo Leilach Leir Shema Arvin La, a person who sets out on a Friday to travel to another city for which he is allowed to make an Erev. In other words, between city A and city B is a distance of 4,000 amas. So if you put an Erev in the middle of 2,000 amas, which is the midpoint, he'd be allowed to travel there on Shabbos. So a person set out to do that, to make his Erev, or to travel there, and his friend turned him back. That doesn't mean that his friend tied him up and actually dragged him back. It means that his friend convinced him with words, too cold, it's too hot, etc., to come back to his original location. So then it's hu muter leilach. So that person who started to settle out before on yesterday, he's allowed to go to the city that's 4,000 amis on. So the Mishnah said that he's permitted to go to the other city on Shabbos. Chodanei Asurin and all the other townspeople who did not begin to travel yesterday on Friday are also not allowed to go there. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The Avinibah, the Gemara asks, this Gemara is actually repeated of the Gemara that will be on the Beis Amar Aleph. Chemaishne Ihu Umaishne Inhu. What is the difference between him, this particular man who started travel yesterday, and the other people? What we're discussing is this particular person has two homes, one in both cities, both city A and city B, separated by a distance of 2,000 amis, so they have 2,000 tchum measures. So there's 4,000 amis between, and Ihu, since he, this particular person, came in the Naftal of the Ortis, since he went out on the road yesterday, the intention of going to the second city, the city B, Havalei Ani. So once he started to travel, he has a dim like an Ani, and an Ani can actually verbally designate his Makom Shvisa. Mahanach for the other people who didn't leave yesterday, Ashirimin. They're considered to be wealthy. They're not travelers. They don't have any heterim to be kind of the Shvisa verbally. Now, what's the Raya to Rav Nachman? Alma, kol b'makom ploini. Anytime we say b'makom ploini, that particular place where you're far away, ani in ashaloi. Only a poor person can do it, not a rich person. Shema mina, that Rav Nachman is correct, because this is how Rav Nachman explained the Mishnah according to Yehuda. Masnu Rachi Barash Rachi Barav. Rachi Barash was teaching this Mishnah over here on the Dafman Tes to Chia, the son of Rav, Kamed Rav, in front of Rav, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. And he said either a poor person or a rich person can be kinder as Makom Shvi'is for Shabbos without actually placing an actual Erev, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rav heard this. Rav told him to Rechim Rashi, the tutor, the teacher, Sayin Beinami Halacha, you should conclude this teaching that you're conducting now by saying that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman's understanding that Yehuda is only discussing a person who designates his current location as a Shabbos resident. That's also accepted as the din. Now we'll conclude this shiur for the Nalev, and we'll continue next line, which will be the beginning of the Daf Beis for tomorrow's shiur.